Torah Shema. Come, I'll bring you proof of this. It says the Mishnah in Tinim that says that Chatis Lezu V'yoyim Lezu, in the case, well, let's say you have a lady, Rashi, you have a lady called Rachel, Shoyis Atzricha Chatis L'Leidosai V'yoyim Kfar Korva. You have one lady, Rachel, that she gave birth. The Mamlu Yoledis have to bring two Eifos, one L'Shem Merle, one L'Shem Chatis. In the case where she already brought Ha'olas Oilo, and she only has to bring now the Chatis. Now you have another lady, Leo, that has the opposite, has the Tzrich Oilo. She needs a Korban Oilo, Oilo Soif. She Kva Korba Chatos Soif, because she already brought the Chatis Soif. So it comes out, these two, Rochel and Leo, one needs an Oilo Soif, and one needs a Chatis Soif. And they brought the Kan, the Erev. They brought like a pair of birds, two birds, together. And they made up that one bird would be a Chatis for Rochel, and one bird would be an Oilo for Leah. And Venos and Lekayim, they gave these two birds now to a Kayim. That's this mission again, that Chatis Lezu, Reilu Lezu. So what's going to be now with also Shteim Lamalo, if the Kayim, by mistake, brought both Eifos, Lamalo, on the top part of the Chutah Sikram, Talachar is Mach, the Kosher, Mach, the Apostle. The last Seif is Kosher. The one that needed the other Seif, that's Kosher. But the one that needed the Chatis Seif, that's Psula. What's going to be Shteim Lamato? Let's say the Kohen brought both of them Lamato from the Chutas Sikra. Then the Lachar is also Machsa Kosher, Machsa Posel. The one that's supposed to be a Chatis, that's Kosher. But the one that's supposed to be a Leila, that's Posel. What's going to be Achas Lamal of Yachas Lamato? The Kohen brought one bird on top and one bird on bottom, and he's not sure which one is which. Then the Lachar is Shteim Sulus. Both birds are Posel. Why? Because we have to be afraid that maybe, Shani Yemen, we have to be afraid, we could say maybe, that Chatis Korva Lamala, maybe he brought the Chatis Seif Lamala, which is possible, and the Oila Korva Lamata, and the Oila Seif, that he brought Lamata. So that's Halacha, that's the Mishnah in Kinim. Now the question is, that Nihi Nami, the Oila Korva Lamata, like why, if both Korbonis, both Eifus, were brought Lamata, is only one kosher, only the Chatis, and not the Oila, why not? Even though the Kohen took this Oila Seif and brought it Lamata, still, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Tim Sheikh would have a Chatis Seif, but this Oila should still be kosher. The Meister was brought Lamata, L'shem Mechatis, so according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, it should be Nimshach this Oila and become into a Chatis Seif. And the question is, like Rashi explains, it goes see later, that Stam of the Mishnah of Kinyan goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. So, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's a kasha. What does it say? That only Machzi is kosher when they did both of them, Lamato. Both of them should be kosher. Both of them should be a Chatis Seif. Gemara answers like this. That Eim Adam Rabbi Yeshua v'chad Gavra. When does Rabbi Yeshua say it's Chiddish? If both Eifos, like if the Oila Seif belongs to this person, and now the Kohen brought it l'shem mechatesayif, but for the same person, and then it's nimshach, it becomes his korban instead of being a oila seif, it becomes into a chatesayif, but as long as it's done for the same owner. But over here, betray gavri miyoma, like Rabbi Yeshua never said it by two people. Like here, the pshat was one eye belonged to Rachel, and it was done now l'shem Leah. But since Leah was the one who needed the Chatis, but since it's Rachel's Oila that's being done for Leah's Chatis, here it does not help. Here it cannot be Nimshach to help for Leah, therefore it's still Rachel's, and therefore it's possible. Toshima, come back in here, I bring another proof. In other words, another question. Again, another Mishnah in Kinim that sounds like this. Chatis v'Oila. Again, there was this Chatis Seif, and there was this Oila Seif. Ustuma, where they brought a kam, these two ladies, they brought a kam and they brought a pair of birds, Stuma. They were not in the forest, they did not explain yet which one should be for Chatis, which one should be for the Oila. Umafreshes, and they had another pair that they won the forest. They did say which one of them, which bird should be for Oila and which bird should be for Chatis. And Rashi explains that the Pshat from the Mishnah in Kinim here is like this. That you had Shtei Noshim, two different ladies again. shelokhu gimel kinim bi'erif, that they brought like three pair of birds together. Zu tzricha oila v'kan sholim. One lady needed an oila seif and a kan sholim. Needs another two birds, one for oila, one for chatas. Echad chatas v'echad oila. Vizu on the second lady, tzricha shtei chatois, she needed two chatois, v'yela and one korban oila. So, that's what happened here. So, Pirshut explain, echad menakinim, one set, they said clearly, that prayed is an oila lazu, or prayed a chatas lazu. Now, but that was one set. V'yechad another set, they left it stam, they did not explain which one should be for which. Here's a prayed chatas, here's a prayed oila. And the third pair was Pirshut, they said that prayed is a oila, prayed is a chatas, but they did not say for which bailim, which one should be for Rachel, which one should be for Leah. That's the case. So again, the case was that Toshma Chatis V'Oila Ustuma Umufreshes. That if the Chatis and Oila means the Chatis was for Rachel and the Oila was for Leah. Ustuma, then there's another pair that was brought Stam that did not say what it should be, which one should be the Oila, which one should be the Chatis. Umufreshes. Then there's a third pair that they said clearly which one is the Earl, which one is the Chatis, but they did not say which one is for Rach, which one is for Leah. So now, the Kohen goes and brings these birds. Let's say it does like this. Also, Kulon Lamalom, if the Kohen brings all these Eifos, Lamal on the top of the Chuta Sikro, he does a Maisa Oila on all of them. So again, the Locher is Mach Sekosher, Mach Seposel. Here for these Eifos are Kosher. The ones that are supposed to be in Oila is kosher, but here for them are posel. The ones that are supposed to be a chatisayif, they're posel since they were done lamala. What's going to be lamata? Let's say the Kohen brought all these oifos lamata on the bottom part of the chuta sikra. So then the locher is machtze kosher or machtze posel. Half of them are kosher. The ones that are supposed to be a chatis is kosher, but half of them are posel. The ones that are supposed to be lamata is posel. What's going to be if the Kohen brought chetzion lamala v'chetzion lamata? Half of them were brought up, and half of them were brought lamata. So an eina kishero elastuma. The only two birds that are kosher was that one kan that was done stuma, that wasn't separated yet. Therefore, we say, since Peshas, they bought them, they did not say for which one it was. So then the locher is the first because Mufresh is like Peshas the Avoida. So the one that's brought Lamalo is an Oilo, and the one that's brought Lachatas automatically becomes a Chatas. Now, Umischalek is Benayim, it's divided up between the two of them, like each one has half. Whichever ones are Ksherim, they divide up between half of them are Kosher for Rochel, and half for Leia. Now, Vilo Meforshim Loi, but this Khan that was Meforsh, that we said clearly which one should be the Elo, which one should be the Chatas, that's no, there again, both of them are Psulim. So the question is, why V'yamai? Nina mi the Elo Korva Lamato, even on its side that was switched around. The one that was an Elo, let's say that's the one that was brought Lamato. So why do you say it's possible? Timshach Vateve Chatasayf, that's when should have been Moshach, and should have become a chatisayf? Because since they didn't say it, which one like should be for Rochel, which one should be for Leah, so it's like for the real Bailam. It was bought like Stam. So therefore, even though on the Tzad they say, the Mufreshes means, they said which one is the Oila, which one is the Chatis, but they did not say for which owner it is. So therefore, even on the Tzad the Oila was brought Lamato, still it should be kosher though. It should be a Chatis. And they'll make up now, or be a chatas for Rachel. So according to Yeshua, why do we say that both of them are psulim? The chura, the one, the both of them should be ksherim, or at least the one that's brought lamata. I mean, at least the one that's brought lamata should be kosher. The one lamala could be that's really posel, because there we have to be afraid. Maybe it was the chatas that was done lamala. There it's posel, but the one that was done lamata should be kosher. So according to Yeshua, it's a kosher. So chitem, maybe you'll answer me. Hoda like Rabbi Yeshua, then maybe that mission is not like Rabbi Yeshua. So Mr. Gemara says no. Let me motzes armat hocher is possible to say like this. That we'll soon see it brings out another mission in Kinim, but it ends off to show us that a stam mission of Kinim goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. So you can't tell me that this Mishnah in Kinim is not like Rabbi Yeshua, because the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara, v'chi teimo, hod lo Rabbi Yeshua, for the Gemara, no, when we mot Stam Rach, it's impossible to say this. So Oshma, come here, I'll bring you proof from another Mishnah in Kinim that says like this. Va'ish Shom, if a lady says, Harayalai kan imelet zocher, that if I give birth to a boy, I want to have an extra chiyuv to bring another pair of birds, like one shalav a chayiv, and one is like in a dava. Yolda zocher, let's say she gives birth to a zocher, so meviyah shtei kinim, she has to bring two pairs of birds. Achas lenidro, one she has to bring for a neder, that she made a neder, she would bring it. V'achas lechayiv osoi, and one she has to bring, like any other yoledis, has to bring two birds, one for neder, one for chattis. Now, nas nosum lekayin. Let's say she gave over her four birds to the kayin, the two pairs. Hakayin sarach lasoyson shalosh lemalo viyachas lemato. He has to do three lemalo and one on the bottom. In other words, the pair that she made for neder, that's an oilo. So the oilo, those two have to go lemalo. Now the other pair is for chayva. One is an oilo, one is a chattis. So it comes out really she has three oilos here. Three birds should be brought lamal on the top of the chutah sikra, and one bird should be brought on the bottom. Now, what's going to be lo yosakein? Let's say she did not do like this. Lo yosakein elo oso shtayim lamalo ubeis lamato. Let's say the kohen brought two of these eifas lamalo and two of them lamato. For lo nimlach, and he did not ask any questions. He doesn't know which. Like he didn't answer the questions. So locher is. She has to bring one more bird. Then the din is v'takrivenu lamalo. She has to bring it lamalo. In other words, what happened was so far the first four birds, two was done lamalo, so that's kosher. Those are two others, but two was done lamato. So one of those two is possible because one of them was an oilo which was done lamato. So her it's possible. So therefore, she has to bring another one. That she has to bring it lamala to be yitzah chayiv of three oilas. Now, min echad, there's all if all birds were from the same min. That means either the birds could either from Torim or Vinayayna. So, if all four birds from the same min, she only has to bring one more bird. What's going to be your mishnei minim? Let's say at the beginning they were brought from two different minim, like one pair was from Vinayayna, one pair was from the, and one was from Tur. So then, or mishnei minim, Tovi Shtayim, she has to bring now another two birds. To be Yotzim Monashach, that then she brings both of them Lamala. Pirsha Nidra, let's say she explained her Nidra, so Tzoruch Lovi, Oy Gimel Praidim, Mi Min Echad, O Mi Beis Minim. So there she explained clearly which one another was for. In other words, Pirsha Nidra, Rashi says, means Kishenodra, when she made this neder, Harayah Leikan, is Pirsha Samin Shatova. She said clearly which min, which type of bird it should be brought from. And now she forgot which type she said. Did she say from Torim or from Bnei Yoina? So in such a case, the Gemara says, Tzricha Lovi Oid Gimel Praidim. She has to bring another three birds. Min Min Echod, or Mi Beis Minim. Let's say one was from one min and one was from two minim. Then Locher is Tovi Dalit. She has to bring four more birds. Kova Nidra, let's say her Nidra, she said clearly which one. So Srikha Shatovi Yoid Chamish Praidim. She has to bring another four.